Trouble Woman, after Psalm 6. To be hoarse in the throat is my fault and forgiveness, a pensive stare of sound, a tremble of teeth, not fingers, and the gaping wound of mouth that cannot press or moan. I ought to be lashed to rocks due to my mother's boastfulness, slung over shoulders, secured as a slouching shadow for fear I could slay my fathers, for I have had many. I have blundered my way into life like the banshee whose knees were always chafed from apple tree climbs and bones always ached from overreaching. What an unladylike thing to do, wearing shorts and sleeveless. I may as well be naked like Sheol, use myself to fill up cracks, pressing fingers against wounds as if to stop them up, but only tearing, warping wrapped hands, this clay around a candle, itself a cupping, a bursting in a stigmata of flame. How the heat hardens! For I have been that desperate and shamed, one blow away from snuffing out enemies. Sometimes I am slinking stoat, often I am hooded crow, my throat dark as ink and enigma. And I have filled my eyes with mirrors, accumulated a life built from scraps of looking at the concave backs of spoons, faces, and car windows passing wide as the breath of a liquid pool. Everything is a surface preparing to break, a first time, a last time, a surface filling. Now, no urgency feels more reckless than this, prompting me to swallow thoughts, abandon sense of precaution that always chases my bones, now useless. Overnight, repression sprung in boisterous guilty gait, one catastrophe after another, even my body, a foreign thing, in need of trimming. Had I known it would be so easy to lose myself in mourning, I would have done it years ago.